I've been looking forward to hearing this group for a while, and it's a four-piece, and we'll get to meet each member of the band throughout the next hour or so. But just to give you a sense of what you're going to be hearing, bass, guitar, and keyboard, and also drums together, all under the name of William Matheny.
Talk about one day getting out. Why put a new address on the same old loneliness? Everybody knows where that is. We built that house of his, and if he's not home, someone else we know always is. Heaven's really coming back. I hope it has a heart attack when they see how dangerous it is for guys like that. The night is always known when it's time to be going, when it's really been so long that it starts showing. It's always had that ghost that always almost tells me the secret. Now there's really no difference in who he was once and who he's become. I think he's been letting me win, and I think he's doing it again. Oh, thanks for letting me win. And everything you've hated me for, oh honey, there was so, so much more. I just didn't get. Simple again, to just be simple again.
William Matheny here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for being here. Tell me a bit about that song.
Well, thank you for having us, Larry. That song was written by one of my very, very favorite songwriters of all time, Mr. Jason Molina, who had an incredible band first called Songs Ohio and then Magnolia Electric Company. And we recorded a cover of that initially for a friend's blog. Yeah, we did it for a blog. And then, but then we put it out as a bonus track on the UK edition of our album Strange Constellations. And then we just re-released that album last night. Actually, it's the second vinyl pressing, and it's now coming with a lot of other bonus tracks, and that's one of them. So it's
That's fantastic. It's a good song. You sing it really well.
Thank you very much. His songs are a lot of fun to sing. You can really there's a lot of meaning that is kind of left to the interpreter, and there's just a lot of mystery to what he's doing that kind of leaves a lot open for other people to work with. I mean, no one ever does it better than him, but it's a lot of fun to play those songs.
William Matheny is the voice you just heard. We'll come back to you in a moment. Let's just meet the rest of the band real quick. We'll start with our drummer, work our way around. Maybe just introduce yourself, indicate where you're from if you'd like, or this is your moment to shine.
Right on. I'm Clint Sutton. I'm William's drummer. I'm from Cameron, West Virginia, which is kind of out in the middle of nowhere, about an hour south of here. So.
Great. Welcome.
So we'll be here. Thanks.
My name is John Ingram. I'm playing the bass today.
Are you also from West Virginia?
I am. I'm from Charleston, West Virginia.
Excellent.
I'm Jeremy Batten. I play keys. I'm from Fairmont, West Virginia.
Great to have the Mountain State so well represented today.
Good to be here in the city.
Yeah, tell me a bit about how you got started doing this, William. Were you playing growing up?
Yeah. Well, my dad plays music, and my grandfather did too, and his father as well, and I had an uncle who played and stuff. So there was always music around the house, and I started playing piano when I was 4, and guitar when I was 5. And then promptly stopped playing piano because I played guitar then.
And you're not alone. A lot of people made that.
It was the leap that you make, I guess. And I've been too dumb to quit ever since.
When did you start playing out?
I was 8, I think.
Really?
My dad and I would go to like open mic nights and do like community center open mic nights and do like John Prine songs and stuff.
That's great.
And the first time I got paid, I played a show with my father at a Chinese restaurant in Morgantown called the Tea Garden that isn't there anymore. And I got paid $20. And I've continued to make at least $20 a night ever since.
I was going to say, you drove to Wheeling, went to the dog track, and before you know it, you're done.
Funny you should mention that, because I used that money to get a dog.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
It's a good investment, I hope.
Yeah, it was great.
You popped something into my head, and it came right back out as we were talking. People listening, you're hearing the name Matheny, right. And you're immediately thinking of, maybe, you might be thinking of Pat Matheny, the legendary guitarist.
Oh, just wait. If you're listening, Pat, that was for you.
Yeah.
It's a minor seventh chord.
Possibly some deep, deep, dissonant family tree somewhere in there, do you think? Or
probably. Well, what I'd always heard was that... Actually, not what I've always heard, what I've recently heard. Somebody told me that all the Mathenys in the United States came from a guy named Blake Matheny, who showed up at the Jamestown colony.
Huh.
And my whole life, I thought Matheny was like a Scots-Irish name.
Yeah, I would too.
But that's a misconception. It's actually French, because that guy was living in Scotland for like a few years, but he was actually from France. And then... came to the United States. But like all the different variations you see on the name, like it's all kind of the same family tree probably. I lied and said that I was related to Pat Matheny when I was going to major in music, when I was going to go to college. And
who's going to check?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I said it with a lot of confidence, and I think they bought it.
Yeah. Speak with authority. People will believe you.
Why wouldn't I be related to him? Yeah. Tell me that.
Yeah. And I mentioned to William off air, and it was just uncanny. We had a different Matheny call us early this morning.
You can't spray for us, man.
He
we're everywhere.
And he may be tuned in. His name's Dave, and he happened to mention
Dave, my man. What's up?
He happened to mention his first and last name, which is rare, you know. But I do that sometimes. I said, "Are you related to the performer today?" And he said, "What are you talking about?" And we made that connection, and there you were. But he thinks all the Matheny's are related as well.
That's what I've heard. I mean, I'm sure it's many. I don't understand what people mean when they say, like, twice removed.
No, I've never understood that. Someday you're going to be...
I'm sure it's many, many removals.
You'll be able to, like, take a Q-tip, you know, put it in your ear, mail it to, you know, one of these DNA places, and they'll just barcode your whole family tree out one way or another.
The stories my wax could tell.
Yes. William Matheny and Company here today. Let's get another song out of you. What would you like to do next?
All right, this is called Grand Old Feeling. They had ridden good luck in blue party cups in the holes of the chain link fence. We were waving goodbye with tears in our eyes at the trucks that disappeared around the bend. My mother once said, "Son, you're a good man," like she was trying to convince herself. My father once said, "Son, that's a good plan. If you woke up tomorrow and you were anybody else, I've been looking for that grand old feeling. The singing sparrow in the marrow of my bones. Well, I've heard there's nothing to it. They say that anyone can do it. I've been searching everywhere that I go. Dirty snow falling on the fields out there and on the coffin daffer crosses by the road. And I was just a kid with gel in my hair, and mother gave me money for the tolls. You know, the whole world over is just a parting hand and goodbying eyes to send you on your way. There ain't no golden road that gets paved by man. It's just the trail that's getting colder with every dying day. I've been looking for that grand old feeling, the burning candle on the mantle of my soul, on the highways and the hedges and the dark and midnight exits. I've been searching everywhere that I go. By the water wide, turning me and spurning me forever. And past the mobile homes and rotting bones, above ground pools and prayer stones, grieving me and leaving me never. I've been searching for that grand old feeling, the singing sparrow in the marrow of my bones. Well, I've heard there's nothing to it. They say that anyone can do it. I've been searching everywhere that I go. I've been searching for that grand old feeling, the singing sparrow in the marrow of my bones. Well, I've heard there's nothing to it. They say that anyone can do it. I've been searching everywhere that I go.
William Matheny here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Is that yours?
Yes.
That song?
We're finally into the original material now.
That's a good song.
Thank you.
Really, really well crafted. And sung so well, too. You guys have really worked well to be tight. Who's doing the arranging? Are you working together?
Anything that's right about this music, you can thank them. For anything that's wrong with it, you can blame me.
Well, you sound great. It's not easy to achieve, particularly that song with the coda on the end, the little extra bit, which those of us who sit where I do, that scares us sometimes. We think the song's over, but it really isn't over. P.S.
Didn't mean to fake you out so much.
Oh, no, I was fine. I knew. I could tell. But I might not have on a – I'd like to think even on a record I would have known. So I'm glad you've got a lot of recordings out. What is the best way for folks can they get vinyl by mail?
Sure, yeah. I handle all the mail orders myself, so I'll be trudging down to the post office to – get it to you ASAP.
Great. So you've got a couple vinyl, the new one that you were just mentioning.
Yes. Our most recent record is called Strange Constellations, and we have that on vinyl and CD, and it's on all of the normal places on the internet you can find music. But you can also just order it directly from me at williammatheny.com or our label, which is incidentally based in Pittsburgh, Misra Records, and you can... go to their website. They can handle it for you, too. Either one's great.
It's really amazing how much is coming out on vinyl now, too. And the last I checked, I think units of vinyl are outselling units of CDs.
Yeah. This is, I think, the first year that happened.
Yeah. There was an inflection point, and it's sort of understandable, but at the same time, it's kind of cool since there was a time when I think we all thought we had maybe seen the last of vinyl recordings.
So. Oh, sure. I remember I guess I'm old enough to remember, like, my parents, still regularly buying vinyl. It's kind of my earliest memories. Like, this would be the late 80s at that point. So,
well, I can remember, saying, I'm never going to play a CD. You know, I'm still going to keep using all vinyl. This is on the radio. And then it probably took me about a month to say, hey, this is really convenient,
I get weirdly nostalgic about all of the mediums. I don't know, like you have like this kind of tactile memory. Oh, God, shoot me. That was a terrible thing to say.
No, it's a good...
But, you kind of have these like memories just with specific albums that you, if you owned it on a specific thing. Like,
absolutely.
I bought... my favorite album ever is The Wild, the Innocent, and the E Street Shuffle by Bruce Springsteen. And I bought it on cassette at GoMart. And I used to listen to it in my car when I was a teenager. And, like, that album is always going to sound best on cassette to me for whatever reason.
Well,
you know?
There's some albums that I had that I swear the sound would change as you continued to play them. And I don't mean scratches and pops. I mean, like... you could hear the singer getting, really? You're going to make me play this? You're going to make me sing this again? And it would sort of wear and wear.
Well, I like it, too, whenever you're, like, if you're listening to a radio station and it starts skipping, like, it would, if it's, like, stuck on something, you can tell that someone's probably just, going to get another cup of coffee.
It never happens. Never happens. Going to the bathroom, it's Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, maybe, or MacArthur Park. Alice's Restaurant, if it's a really... a tough morning,
people talk about, like good banter being kind of an essential thing or great taste for a DJ, but really knowing song length is probably more important. You guys can tell me. I don't know.
I don't know. William Matheny, here with us. Are you playing anywhere? Last night, you were playing, I know, but anywhere, around here soon?
We were at Mr. Small's last night. I'm sure we will be back very soon. We live close by. Pittsburgh is one of my favorite Morgantown suburbs. So we'll make sure to visit you often. We're going down to South by Southwest next month. That's kind of the next upcoming thing for us.
Let me take a wild stab here. As you mentioned, Morgantown. Oh, gosh, I'm going to forget his name. Matt's Blues. Do you guys know Matt's Blues, piano player?
Oh, yeah. Matt Jordan.
Yeah, Matt Jordan. I couldn't think of his last name. He was here not too long ago.
Oh, Matt's a great guy,
he
man.
He sure is. He's a really talented pianist, too. If you see him, tell him I said hello. We need to have him back. It's been a while.
Matt, if you're listening.
He is.
They miss you.
We miss you. There's a great music scene in Morgantown, and actually,
well, just West Virginia as a whole right now is really there's a lot popping, which is great.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks may not know how much. Of course, but if you listen to Mountain Stage, you get to hear a lot of folks.
Totally.
But there's such a good scene there, and I think some of it is a lot of families have strong music roots, there's just a strong local, you know, heartfelt scene there. It's great.
Yeah, and I think there's also, I guess without going too far into it, because, you know, I sort of, you know, cringe anytime I hear people talking about, oh, man, this, you know, we got a new Seattle on our hands down here. down here in Big Loins. wherever you live, you know. But, well, all of the things are in place at the moment there, which have maybe not been the case all of the time. Like, there have been some great acts to come out of West Virginia, but there wasn't always kind of infrastructure to support it.
Well,
so at the moment, like, you have, there are a lot of really, really great, you know, artists and bands that are working and putting out material, and they're touring, which is the other really important thing. Like, you can, you know, you can be a great band in your hometown, but what really counts is when you can go be a great band elsewhere, you know, and kind of show the people this is what you have to offer, you know. And at the same time, too, you have, you know, a radio show like Mountain Stage, for example, that can help get that to a bigger platform. You have some promoters, you have, you know, press outlets, you have just the resources to get it to more people, which is, you know, not always been the case in a lot of, you know, kind of small non-metro areas.
No, you know? And I think you do have to have all the conditions to be exactly right, as well as an audience who I think...
Well, that's the other key thing, too. Yeah. Like, it's very romantic maybe to think of yourself as some sort of lone voice in the wilderness, but it's a lot more fun to have some friends there.
Well, and I think that audiences more so than ever are craving... distinct and interesting voices and music that they may not have heard elsewhere before, because there's a lot of sameness, there's a lot of noise, and if you can break through that, it's a pretty cool thing to be able to do.
One of my favorite songwriters and thinkers, I guess you could say, in the world of independent music, this guy James Jackson Toth. He records music under the name Wooden Wand, which is excellent, but he has a song called Too Many Bands, and I think you ought to check it out.
I'll listen to that. There is a lot. William Matheny is here. I want to be sure we get at least two more songs in. What do you want to do next?
Let's talk more rock, right? Let's do My Grandfather Knew Stoney Cooper. Stoney Cooper, he used to change the strings on his guitar. Stoney sang on the radio up in Wheeling. Yes, and Grandpa was a Moundsville guard. He used to sing for money every Friday, and for Jesus every Sunday morn. They say he used to do that old shotgun boogie, and it sounded just like Gabriel's horn. Well, my grandfather had six children, but he cast the fifth one out to sleep on his own. my grandfather knew Stoney Cooper, who lived inside of every home. Well, they nailed Jesus Christ up to the dogwood when he was only 33 years old. That's when Stoney picked up stakes for Nashville and Grandpa to the veterans' home. Well, he hung up his belt on the bedpost and laid his badge down in his bottom drawer. And then his dead left hand made him break up the band and drag his cane across the floor. He used to dress up in red every Christmas and sit those children down upon his knee. But my grandfather knew Stoney Cooper, who made it all the way to Tennessee. Grandfather died on a Tuesday, with the rain falling on the windowsill, and my uncles all lit up out at the graveside and sang "Walking Up Calvary Hill." Well, my grandfather had six children, but he cast the fifth one out to sleep on his own. But my grandfather knew Stoney Cooper, who lived inside of every home. Who lived inside of every home.
William Matheny, that's a nice song, a nice image of Stoney Cooper, actually, and Wilma, and of a grandfather. And
the gang's all here.
Yeah, well, thinking about the Jamboree, too, in Wheeling.
Yeah.
And how many careers it launched, and I suspect you know its full history. You know, when I was a kid, I could still go there or listen to, you know, regular shows from Capitol Music Hall, and it was sort of winding down from its glory days, but it was still pretty amazing to be able to go there.
It's it was kind of the minor leagues for the Opry, you know.
Well,
for a long time
it,
you know,
was probably almost parallel if you look at its deep dark, or not dark, but it's deep,
sorted history. Yeah,
deep long history. I mean, Doc and Chickie, across, if you know them, I mean, they had their own stars. And you had the WSM barn, gosh, I'm getting sleepy. You had the WLS barn dance, the WSM with the Grand Ole Opry, and Wheeling's Jamboree, and maybe the Big D in Dallas, but there were really only three or four programs like that in the entire nation, and Wheeling was very well known for the Jamboree.
Well, it was a big town back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. And talking about music, we were mentioning the right ingredients. I can remember going to the Jamboree, walking around a little bit before the show, and my recollection is that Wheeling had at least 4 good music stores selling musical instruments, I mean, downtown. Which is a lot for a town that size.
Absolutely, yeah. My dad's band played, it wasn't actually on the Jamboree, but they played at the Capitol Music Hall there once.
Nice. What's the band's name?
Well, my father played banjo in a group called the Rhythm Rascals, which incidentally was the name of my grandfather's band, too. They adopted it sort of when...
Nice.
My grandfather's band played in the 40s and 50s, and then my dad's band was active in, like, the early 80s. My dad's band did, like an album's worth of material. They didn't ever officially release it, but it's a really, really great record. And I'm not just saying that. It's a they had a really good thing going there for a while.
What did he play?
My dad was the banjoist.
I'm sorry, I missed that. I vaguely remember.
Yeah, my cousin Richard played mandolin in that band, and he continues to be great. He still plays and is like, he's a middle school principal now, but like he's, one of the best mandolin players you hear anywhere.
There's
like,
mandolin player named Ron Thomason with a group called the Tribe Ranch Fire Squad.
Oh, yeah, I love them.
Ron is also, he's probably retired, but he was a school administrator, and you would never know it from his stage persona.
Well, that's like the great thing about bluegrass. You have all these people who, I mean, you know, generally speaking, they have day jobs the virtuosity is really unassuming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're not like being Eddie Van Halen about it. Like they have pretty normal lives, and they're just kind of going about their thing. And they also happen to just like shred.
Yeah, you know? It's really true. That's a very good way of putting it. The virtuosity is unassuming.
Yeah. Well, I think there's. I don't know. I saw Dolly Parton on David Letterman one time, and she made a bluegrass record at some point in like the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave was like, well, you know, for some of our viewers, like, they might not know what the difference between, like, country music and bluegrass is. And Dolly Parton said, well, bluegrass musicians make half the money but have twice the fun.
Yeah. That's William Matheny. We're going to try to get one more song in. I want to thank Clint, Jeremy, John, and you for being here today.
Thank you for having us. This is called Tonight and Every Night From Now On, and it's on our EP that's coming out here in a couple months.
Yeah, look for William Matheny's music online. You can easily get it. We put a link to him up on our page.
Can a cheap beer getting warm in my hand? Losing all my hearing to a noise rock band. The show's running later than the people can stand. Tonight and every night from now on. I've got a couple bad habits that I can't afford that keep me sane on the weekend when I used to get bored. I've been living by the gum, but I'll die by the sword. Tonight and every night from now on. There's been a whole lot of tears over answered prayers, like old Saint somebody said. And I'm just the same as anybody else now that I have the chance to make my bed. I might play a little pinball and I might play pool. I might play the piano and I might play the fool. If you don't watch your step, I'm gonna play you too. Tonight and every night from now on. There's been a whole lot of tears over answered prayers ever since the world began. And I'm just the same as anybody else now that everything is going to plan. Over answered prayers ever since the world began. And I'm just the same as anybody else now that everything is going to plan.
I've been pacing around the parking lot, calling back home, sweeping up the ashes with a cellular phone, to burn it to the ground with a soul microphone, tonight and every night from now on. Oh, tonight and every night from now on. Oh, tonight and